The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
Good evening, everyone. This week's Parsha is Parshas Emor. In last week's Parsha, Parshas Kedoshim, we have the mitzvah of to be machabed the Chachomim, the Talmidei Chachomim. Show respect and honor to those who are learned in Torah. And that's brought in last week's Parsha by Yikra Yuters, Pasuk Lamed Beis, Bipnei Seva Tokum. Before the old you shall stand, Be'ahadat Pnei Zokein, and you shall honor the presence of the Zokein, Be'yareisa Melekecho Ani Hashem, you shall fear Hashem, feel your God, I am your God. In this week's Parsha, we have the mitzvah of Sfiras HaEmer in Vayikra Chov Gimel. Pasuk Tesvov. First, we are commanded to bring the first of the barley crop, the shear of an omer, as to Hashem. And then it states in Pasuk Tesvov, Usfaltim lachem imacharas haShabbos, that you should count for yourself on the day after Shabbos. This refers to the day after the first day of Pesach, which would be the second day in Pesach, but in Eretz Yisrael, the first day Chol HaMoed, Yom Haviyachem is Emer HaTnufa, from the day that you brought the Omer, the measure, which was brought to Hashem, of the barley, Sheva Shabbosais Temimais Tiyeno, you shall count 7 full weeks, that means 49 days, Ad Mimocharas HaShabbos HaShvis, until the next day, of the 7th week, Tisburu Hamishim Yom, it'll be 50 days. In other words, count 49 days, and that's 7 full weeks. And then on the 50th day, Yikrafta Mincha Kadosh El Hashem, you shall bring a new offering to Hashem. And that 50th day, that's Mimei Shveisechem Tivio Lechem Tunufa, the Torah tells us, what should we bring? We bring the sacrifice, but it's the first of the wheat crop. And then, in Pasukhov Aleph, it states, on that day you shall declare a yantuf, and that's the Chag HaShavuos. That's why it's referred to as the holiday of the weeks, because it comes after 7 weeks, 50th day from the when we start counting the day after Pesach. So we have there the mitzvah of Sfiras HaEmer. And also, this Sunday is Lag BaOmer. So tonight we will speak on a topic which is inclusive of all three. The Gemara tells us in Masechta Yevamos, just get this. Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara on Samach Beis Amud Beis quotes a pasuk from Kehelis in Kehelis Yud Aleph pasuk Vov Vaboke Zera Ezarecha, in the morning you shall plant your seed, Vilo Erev Altenach Yodecha, the evening do not rest from that. Ki einch yadea eze yichshar hazeh ozeh mimshneim ki echot habim. Because you do not know which one will be good, or if they will both be the same. What is this referring to? So the Gemara brings on this posuk two drushes. One drusha is that if you had children in your youth, you should carry on to have children in your old age, because you never know what will happen to these children. Rabbi Kiva, actually the Gemara, the Chazal bring on that, this is also relevant to Shavuos, because on Shavuos we read the Sefer Rus. And Rus, the Gemara brings on Boaz, that he already, before he married Rus, he already had many, many children. I believe the Chazal tell us he had 40 sons and 40 daughters. So he had many children. But in his old age, he married Rus. And from Rus came a child. Then David HaMelech and Shlema HaMelech and the Melech HaMashiach would come from. So this is what it means, that in your early age, plant your seed, but do not rest from this in your older age. Then Rabbi Kiva tells us another drosha. Rabbi Kiva, Aima. Lama tere bialdusai, yilme tere biziknusai. If you studied much Torah in your youth, carry on in your old age. Do not rest from this. Hoyele talmidim bialdusai, yele talmidim biziknusai. If you had many, many talmidim in your youth, do not say, it's time to retire. Tired? And that's enough. No, you must carry on in your old age. Shenema bebeikez raza achon. He brings this pasuk from Kehelet. This is what Shlema HaMelech, King Solomon, is teaching us. Now, why is Rebbe Kiva saying this? This is something that Rebbe Kiva, it happened to Rebbe Kiva. Omru shnaim osa elef zugim dalmidim hoyo leila Rebbe Kiva. They said that Rabbi Kiva had 12,000 pairs of Talmidim. In other words, 24,000. Megivas ad Antiferes. And they spread out through all of Eretz Yisrael from these two cities. Kulan Mesu Perek Echod. A great Magefa, a great tragedy came. Great plague. And they all died during one period of time. 24,000. Why did this all happen to them? Because they did not give honor, proper honor to each other. The world was desolate from Torah. These were the Talmidim that brought Torah to the world. Now, generally, Rabbi Kiva was not a young man, because he was 40 years old before he even started to learn. It took him a long time. He went, and first he had to study Alabes. He learned for a long time, and then he went away to Yeshiva to learn, where he learned for 24 years. So he was not a youngster. After something like that, a life's work, so it would be the tendency to say, well, that's it. That's enough. Now, Achibar Bekiva Yitzhar Abbasena Shebador. Rabbi Kiva got up. He went to the south. I don't know why he chose the south of Eretz Yisrael. And there, there was a small group of Talmidim. And he started there. He opened a yeshiva with them and started to teach them. Mishon Olehem. And there were five. Who were the five? Rameya, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yasi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Lezer ben Shamua. From these five, heim hamidu Torah osesho. These five brought Torah back to Israel. So what do we see? We see that even though he had created, built 24,000 great Talmidim, they weren't able to bring Torah to Israel in a sustainable manner. But what he did in his old age afterwards, five Talmidim, they brought Torah back. Also from here we see that it's not quantity, but it's quality. So this is why Rabbi Kiva darshaned what Shlomo HaMelech said, that if you plant a great abundance in your youth, do not stop and retire. Carry on in your old age, because you never know what will happen to that which you planted. Tana kula mesa bupesach varatzeres. The Brisa states, all of these Talmidim, when did they die? They died between Pesach and Atzeres, which is Shavuos. So that was during what is called the Sfiras Ha'ema, the counting of the days of the Omer. The Rishenim bring that the plague ended on Lag BaOmer. They died for 33 days. There's a question, which 33 days did they die during the time of the Omer? But everybody agrees that on Lag BaOmer, the 33rd day of the Omer, there was no one died. And many learned that on the 33rd day, that was the plague ended. And even if some might have died after that, that's because they were already stricken with the plague from before. So this is why it's brought that on Lag BaOmer, we make a Ktzas Simcha. The Chazal tell us that whenever there's a decree which is annulled, an evil decree which is annulled, we're to make a Simcha. This was one of the reasons of the why the Gemara says, and Chamisha Osa Ba'ov, the 15th day of, during the time of the Beis Hamikdash, they would make a simcha because there were many decrees annulled on that day. So therefore, Lag BaOmer is wrapped up with Rabbi Kiva and his Talmidim. There's a Medrash, which the Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Chayei Sora Samach Aleph Os Gimel and the Posik by Yosef Avram Vayikach Isha Shmo Ketura, that Avram went after Sora died and he took another wife, and it brings this Posuk of Kehelas. Then it states, it brings the story here also, but it brings the story a little differently. That Rabbi Kiva said that if you have Talmidim in your youth, you must again develop Talmidim in your old age, Loma. Oh, so then the Gemara says, it brings the story of the 24,000 Talmidim, but it states, why did they die? Shoyseinehem tzora elu be'elu. Because they were begrudging one to the other. They did not only they did not honor their fellow chaver, like Agamara says, Shalei Noago Kovet, but they were begrudging of anything in Torah that their fellow chaver had. Shohoye Einehem Tzora Elu Be'elu. And then it states, B'seif Hamid Shiva. It doesn't say like the Bavli that he learned, he taught five Talmidim, but he taught seven. Remeya, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yesi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Eliezer ben Shamua, Rabbi Yechanan Asandler, and Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. So a little different as to who they were. Then the East Yamri, there's another opinion as to who the seven were. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nechemya, Remeya, Rabbi Yesi, Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoi, B'chanina ben Chachinoi, Rabbi Yechanan Asandler. Then the Medrash tells us that when he came to open his new yeshiva with these seven Talmidim, he instructed them. Omalei Bonai, he said, my sons, Orishainim lo meisu elishoi seinem tzore elu be'elu. My first Talmidim only died because they were begrudging of each other. Tenu daitchem. Be careful. Beware that you shall not do like they did. Imdu umole kol eretz Yisrael Torah. Go and become great and fill all of Eretz Yisrael with Torah. So this is the story which has to do with Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim and Lag BaOmer. Now, what we learned in Parshas Kedoshim, the mitzvah of respecting a person of Torah, Kveid Chachomim. This mitzvah is a mitzvah asay, it's a positive commandment, and it refers basically, even though the Pasuk says, Bibnei Seva Tokum, Seva means an old man, Yodat Pnei Zokain, and you shall honor the presence of a Zokain, an old man, but the Gemara in Kiddushin tells us, this is a Gemara in Kiddushin in Lamed Aleph Amud Beis and Lamed Beis, that no, this Be'ikar, basically it refers to a Chochem Batorah. So why does it say Seva and Zokin? Refers Afilo a Chochem V'yonik, even a young boy, Afilo a Yeled. If you have a child, but he's a Gon, he's great in Torah, you have to give him the same honor that you would give any person that is great in Torah. So why then does it say Zokein? Because Zokein means Zeshekona Chochma. Zokein does not mean an old man. Zokein means a person who has acquired much wisdom of Torah. And the proof that is always brought is because Hashem told Moshe to go back to Egypt, Lech, and Yosafto es Azakenim, go gather together all of the Zakenim and tell them that I have come to you and I'm going to redeem Israel. Now, how is it possible to gather together the Zakenim, the old of millions of people? There were millions of people in Egypt. Millions of people. Only a small percentage went out, like we spoke not long ago. How is it possible? Zakeni means Eshekona Chochma. This means someone who is a Chochma B'Torah. However, this is the Gemara's conclusion. There are some opinions in the Gemara, and this is how the Rambam paskins in Perek Vov of Hilchos Talmud Torah. Now, however, I mean, it's also, we must also realize, though, that the Gemara says that even though the mitzvah is referring to a zeshekona chochma, a chochma b'torah, but also one must honor a zokein muflik b'zikna afal pishen chochma. One must show honor to an old man, even though he is not a chochma b'torah. And even a zokein kusi mahadrin esei b'dvorim. And even a Gentile old man, you should show respect to with words, with good words, v'neisen layad l'semchay, and you give him a hand to help him. And the reason for that is because since the Torah said mipnei seva, which means old, so we include those also. But the heart of the posuk, of the mikra, is, and the mitzvah is a chochem b'torah. This mitzvah is divided into two sections. One in regards to kfei tamidei chachomim, to honor, to fear, to respect all chachmei Yisrael, all of those who are wise in Torah. We're referring to genuine chachomim, people who are full of the wisdom of the Torah. And they have to also be people of great nobility and virtue. And kfei d'raboi. The second section of this mitzvah, which refers to honoring your Rebbe. In regards to the kfei chachomim, of every Talmud Chacham. The Rambam brings the beginning of Perek Vav of Hilchos Talmud Torah. Kol Talmud Chacham, every Talmud Chacham, even if he's not your Rebbe. Mitzvah Lahadrei, it's a mitzvah to show honor and respect to him, afal pi she'ein a rabbi. As it states, Mibnei Seva Tokum, Be'odat, Bnei Zokin, Zokin Zeshe Kona Chochma. This is what we said. All right. And then there are many, many halachas on just how do you show honor, which we will not have time to go into the details. In halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam brings, Oven Godel Hu Levazo Isachachomim Olis Naison. There's a very great Aveira to disgrace the Chachomim or to hate them. Lechor Yushalayim Ache Bozu Bay Talmide Chachomim Ache Bizu Bay Bozu Bay Talmide Chachomim. The Churban of Yushalayim, the final straw, came when people started to dishonor the Talmidei Chachomim. As it states, V'yu mal'ibim b'malachi alakim u'beizim dvorev u'misateim b'nevi'ov. Kodesh Baruch Hu said that they disgraced my prophets and they disgraced my words, their words. What bozim malamdei dvorev. They disgraced those who study my words. And that's also what it states in the Torah that Rambam brings, in b'chukai saiti ma'asu, that in Parshas Bechukesai, which is coming up now, in the Torah tells us that if you will disgrace, if you will reject my statutes, then all types of curses come, heaven forbid. Melam Dechukesai Timoasu doesn't refer to rejecting Hashem's statutes. It refers to rejecting those who study His statutes, who know His statutes, the Chachomim. And this is from the worst Avedos. Someone who disgraces the Chachomim, he's heaven forbid, he has no chelek, he has no portion in the world to come. And he's included in what it states. And this is in the Torah it states this as a curse because he has disgraced the word of Hashem. In the old days, if someone would disgrace a Talmud Chacham, they would be manadin, I say. Bezdin hoya manadin, I say. The rabbi, Bezdin would put him in chedom. They would excommunicate him. Vikensin, I say, litrezov. And they would penalize him a large amount of gold. And he would have to give this to the Chacham. It was a very, very serious matter. And the Rambam goes to length on all of those halachas. At the end of the perek, the Rambam tells us, at the end of Perek Zayin, the Rambam tells us, even though the Chacham has the power where he can put someone in chedem, excommunicate someone who has disgraced him, but this is not praiseworthy for the Chacham to do this. What he should do is that if there are boorish people that have no respect, he should close his ears to it. Don't pay attention to it. King Solomon said something which we should all take heed to, everyone, whether it's a chochma or not, that not everything that people say about you do you have to take seriously. And not everything that people talk about you, you have to pay heed. Right? Shouldn't even hear it. And this was the derech of the early sages. See, because a lot of people, that someone says something about them, and they give away their life on that. He said this about me, he said this, that. Shlomo HaMelech says, carry on. Yeah. Close your ears, don't pay attention to it. But every boor, or every amoretz, or every uncivilized person, or whoever, every gossiper, or every Baal Loshon Hara wants to talk about you. That's his problem, it's not your problem. And this was the ways, these were the ways of the early Hasidim. Shemim herposam ve'enan meshivin. They would hear insults, but they wouldn't answer. They were even so great, but they would even forgive those who did this. And there were many chachomim that they would praise themselves by saying that they never excommunicated anyone who disgraced them. But then the Rambam adds something important. He says, "Zuhi darkum shel tamidim chachomim shiroi leilech bon." This was the way that a Talmud Chacham should conduct himself. But b'med vorim amurim kishibizou ol kherpeo b'seser. But the Rambam says, this is if it was privately. It was a private matter. But Talmud Chacham shibizou ol kherpeo odem b'varesho. But a Chacham that someone disgraces publicly, also leilim chalak feide, he's not allowed to waive his honor. And if he does, imochal nenesh. And if the Chacham does waive his honor in such a situation and he allows people to disgrace him publicly, the Talmud Chacham will be punished for that. Because this is not a disgrace to the individual, this is a disgrace to the Torah of Hashem. Shezeh bizein Torah. This is a disgrace to the Torah of Hashem. Ela nekem v'neiter hadove kinochosh. He has to revenge this, the honor of Hashem. He says, like a serpent. Until the person asks for forgiveness, and then he must forgive him. All right, so these are a few important points in this mitzvah. Further, when it comes to Kveid Chachomim, the Talmud Chacham himself is not potter, is not exempt from this mitzvah. But he also is obligated to be machabed, to show honor and respect to other Talmud Chachomim. And this is what Reb Lezer said, Masechta Brochos, Kof Ches Beis, when Etzlei, when Reb Lezer, the great Reb Lezer HaGadol became sick, and his Talmidim came to visit him, who were great Chachomim, or other Chachomim came, and they wanted to, and they asked him, how can we be zeicher to the world to come? He said, Izaru b'chveid chavreichem. Be very careful in the honor of each other, of each of your own honors. And that's what the Gemara brings, Talmidei Chachomim shebebavel, hoyo emnim ze mizeh. The great Talmidei Chachomim of Bavel, of Babylonia, they would always stand up for each other, even though it was the same chabur, the same group. And Rashi brings, at the end of Parshas B'Shalach, it's actually a Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us in Masechet Oves, in Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud Gimel, where it states that the kovod of your chaver, who, if you have a chaver in learning, you must show him honor, like you show your Rebbe honor. And Rashi brings the source, Vayomer Aaron el Moshe bi Adoni. Aaron called Moshe my master, even though Rashi says Hallo Aaron Godel me Ochib Hoya. Aaron was older than his brother. Be'ese es chavere kerabai. And he made him like his master. So from here we see that you must give, honor to your chaver. Your chaver in learning. So this is the mitzvah of Kveid Chachomim, which means to all Tamidei Chachomim, and Tamidei Chachomim to each other. Now there's a second phase of this mitzvah. That's Kveid Rabbi, where you, to give honor to a Chacham who has taught you Torah. The Rambam brings this in Perikei. In Perikei he says as follows. Kishem shadam mitzuba bechveid avi v'yir osay, kachu chayiv bechveid rabbi v'yir osay yeser me aviv. Just like one is obligated to honor his father and mother and to fear them, respect, so is one obligated to show honor and fear and respect to his Rebbe, yes, me aviv, even more than his father. She aviv mevi lechayel amazev, Rabbi shel lamdei chachma mevi lechayel amabo, because his father brings him into this world, while his Rebbe brings him into the next world. It's interesting because this mitzvah of kveid rabbi, the Rambam doesn't count this as a second mitzvah. See, in this, when it comes to Hilchos Talmud Torah, he brings only two mitzvahs, Lamdei Torah, Lilmeid, Ulamdei Torah, to learn and to teach Torah. That's one mitzvah. And Lechabeid Melamdeho V'yodeho, and to give honor to those who study and know the Torah. So he doesn't bring this as a second mitzvah. It's part of the first mitzvah. But how do we know that one is obligated to give more honor to his Rebbe than any Talmud Chacham? Because in the Torah it merely says, V'adarta b'nei Shokin, speaking about Kol Tamidei Chachomim. And the Rambam is going to write, and he'll bring many sources on it, but not the post-psukim, the mitzvahs where we learn it from, that there's a special phase of Kveid Rabbi, to honor your Rebbe, which is far greater than to honor any Talmud Chacham. So it's interesting that the Rambam learns this from Kibud Av Ve'em. Learns this from the mitzvah that you should honor your father and mother. Besides the fact that you have to honor your Rebbe as a Talmud Chacham, assuming he is a Talmud Chacham, there's another mitzvah. You have to give him the honor that you give a father and mother. Because why did Torah say, Kaber es avicha ves imecha? Or, imcha v'avicha, you should fear? Because they brought you into the world. So he says, according to that, and this the Gemara tells us, then one has to honor and fear his Rebbe, just like his father and mother, and even more so. Because the parent brings them into this world, while the Rebbe brings them into the next world. And then he brings this lahalocha. For example, if you see a lost article from your father, and you see a lost article from your Rebbe, you're obligated first to go return your Rebbe's. If you see your father's carrying some packages, and your Rebbe's carrying some packages, and there's a mitzvah to go help them, first you must go help that of your Rebbe, and then you must go help that of your father. If your father and Rebbe are captives, and you're going to ransom them, you must first go to ransom your Rebbe, and then your father. This is assuming that your father is not a Talmud Chacham. If your father is a Talmud Chacham, even though he's not equal to your Rebbe, now, then your father comes first. Then the Rambam tells us, "Ein lecha kovet godol mikveid arav, v'le meira mimeira arav." We do not find by any individual that you're obligated to give more honor to or more respect to than a Rebbe. Omru Chachomim. The Chachomim said, Meire Rabo Kimeire Shemaim. The fear of your Rebbe must be like the fear of heaven. Therefore it states, whoever comes and he quarrels. He comes to make machlekes with his Rebbe. That's like making machlekes with the Shechina. Kaleisa Meriva. If he comes to rebel against his Rebbe, it's like making a revolution against the Shechina. Whoever speaks against his Rebbe, or even have second thoughts, call a mahara acharaba, even has second thoughts about his Rebbe, kila mahara achashkina. It's as if he's having second thoughts about the Shechina. The source for all of these, the Chazal bring from Kerach. This was the great Aveira of Kerach Vaadosai, because he came to be Chelek al Meshe Rabbeinu. And he quarreled, and he revolted, and he said Loshon Hara on him. And Moshe Rabbeinu was the rabbin. The rabbin shall call Israel. Now, when it comes to Kved Rabbi, that it has to be Kibayri Shamayim, like the fear of heaven, we have a second phase here also. And that is Kvei Talmidim. The Rambam brings in Halacha Yud Beis and Yud Gimel, Kishem Sha Talmidim Chayovin Bechvei Rav, Kach Rav Tzorech El Chabed Es Talmidov Ula Karvon. Just like the Talmidim, the disciples are obligated to honor the Rav, the Rav is obligated to honor the Talmidim and to mimakar of them, to bring them close. Kach omru chachomim. The chachomim said, Yichvei Talmidcho, chovi valecho kishulcho. That the honor of your Talmidim should be like your own honor. It's interesting where we learn this out from. In the end of B'Shalach, where Amalek came after the Yetzias Mitzrayim to attack Moshe, to attack Israel, so Moshe told Yeshua, his Talmud, "Bechar lonu anoshim utzu'u ilochem ba'amalek, tzei ilochem ba'amalek. Choose for us people." And go and make war with Amalek. So there, Rashi comments. What does it mean, Bechar lonu, choose for us? Moshe included himself together with Moshe. No, it should be, Vayem emeshel Yeshua Bechar lonu anoshim v'tzei hilochim ba'amalek. Li v'loch hishvu lei. Moshe equalized himself and Yeshua together. Bechar lonu, choose for us. Moshe was the great master. Yeshua was the Talmud. Mikan omru, from here we learn, Yichvo Talmidcho, chovi valecha kishulcho. That the honor of your disciple should be like your honor. V'tzorech odem lizore betalmidov, ula ayavom. A person has to be very careful with the honor of his Talmidim and to love them. Shem abonim amahanim la'ilam azeh la'ilam abo, because they are like the sons which will bring him much benefit for this world and the next world. HaTalmidim esifin chochmas harav umarchivin liboy. And not only that, but the Talmidim, just like the Rav, gives Chochmas HaTorah to the Talmidim. The Talmidim give Chochmas HaTorah to the Rav. Because Amru HaChomim Harbei Chochma Lamadati Merabesai. The sages say, I've learned much wisdom from my rebbis. Yeser mechaveirai. And I learned even more from my chaverim. The chaverim and Torah. And that's from the Pilpul HaTorah, the argument, the melchamtoi, the war, the dialogue. Umitalmida yeser mekulam. But the most Torah I learned was from my talmidim, from my disciples. Why? Kishem she'etz cotton madlik esagodl, kach talmid cotton mechaded arav, at she'etz mimenu b'she'leisov chochma mifu'oro. Because just like little, when you have, you want to make a big fire. So what do? You take a big log. You put it in the fireplace. You light it. It won't light. What do? You take small twigs. And you light them. And you surround the big log with the small twigs. And slowly, the twigs start to warm up the log. And from there, you get a big roaring fire. So is it with the Rebbe and the Talmidim. The Rebbe is like a log, but there's no fire. Now the Maral explains, there is fire, but it's inside. It can't be brought out. Just like the log is potential, enormous potential fuel. But it can't be brought out. You need small fires to bring it out. The same thing with the Rebbe. He's the big log. There's enormous potential fuel there, but it can't be brought out. The Talmidim are like the Eitzim Ketanim. They're like the small twigs. And they start to ask questions and pepper the Rebbe with all kinds of questions and this and that. Just like the twigs start to ignite the log from all different sides until slowly the fuel comes out and you get a roaring fire. Kach Talmid Chochan Mechadid Arav. Until the Torah comes out in its full glory and beauty. So just as the Talmidim need the Rebbe needs the Talmidim. Otherwise you can't have the Shleimus HaTorah. So the Rebbe, the Talmidim have to give cover to the Rebbe. Firstly, he's a Talmud Chochem. Secondly, because he brings them into the world to come. And he brings Torah to them. But the Rebbe has to give the Talmidim covered, because they also are bringing the Torah out. If not for the Talmidim, there wouldn't be the Torah. It would be bekeach, it would be potential, it would be locked up, like the fuel in the big log. The Kvega writes in a place that when his Talmidim would write him, his Talmidim were great Rabbonim throughout Hungary and Austria, and they would write him shailas. When he would write back, he wouldn't say, Kvei Talmidai. He wouldn't say, my dear Talmud. He wouldn't refer to them as a Talmud. So he was once asked, why not? He said, because I don't know who learned more from who. Therefore, I wouldn't call them my Talmud. Now, in order to understand all of this properly, that he who studies Torah and he who knows Torah, whether it's Chochem, Rebbe, whoever, you have to give kovod and yireh to, what is the reason? In Tehillim, the beginning of Tehillim, we have two psukim. Dov Ramelach begins the Tehillim by saying, Ashrei ish asher leholach ba'atzis rishoyim, uvederech hatoyim leomad, ubemeshev leitzim lo yoshov. How fortunate is the man who did not walk in the counsel of the wicked, and the ways of the sinners he did not stand, and he did not sit amongst those who scoff. Now, ki im beseder Hashem heftzai, he spent his time in Torah. That's what he's saying. But he writes, ki im beseder Hashem heftzai, his desire was the Torah Hashem, ubeseirase yege yom avaloilo, and he studied the Torah day and night. Now, when it states that the Torah Hashem was his desire, it calls it the Torah Hashem. When it states that he studied the Torah day and night, it refers to it as Teirosoi, his Torah. Posach b'Torah Hashem b'Zayim b'Teirosoi. First it refers to Torah of Hashem, then it refers to his Torah. Now we know it's Torah Hashem. But what does it mean, Teirosoi, his Torah? So Rashi brings, and this is a Gemara in Erevin, B'tchila hi nikreis Torah Hashem, u'misha omal boy hi nikreis Torah Soi. In the beginning, it's the Torah belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when you labor in it over and over and over, then it is called Torah Soi, his Torah, becomes your Torah. You have a kinyan on it. It's an acquisition. Now this is not only Divrei Agoda, this is Divrei Halocha. Gemara asks a question. The Gemara in the Sugya and Kedushin. What happens if a Talmud Chacham waives his honor? He says, no, sit down, you don't have to stand for me. See? And so forth. He can't, we're not saying he allows someone to disgrace him. But he says, look, you don't have to give me this honor. Can you or can you not? Moses says, Melech shemochal kfeide en kfeide mochal. A king cannot. Because it states, some tells him, Olecho Melech. You have to place a king over you. That means that he has to be an ol, he has to be over you that you cannot remove from yourself. But what happens if a Talmud Chacham says, sit, or whatever, not necessary, to show me any honor? So the Gemara comes to a conclusion, it's a discussion. The Gemara comes to the conclusion, and this is how the Rambam paskens. Talmud Chacham shemachal kfeidei, kfeidei mochel. Talmud Chacham that waves his honor, the honor is waived. It's brought, you still have to show him respect, a little respect and so forth. Not allowed to treat him like any person in the street, but nevertheless, kfeide mochel. And now, if you don't do what is required, you have transgressed no mitzvahs. Morris says, why? Because Torah dilehi. It's his Torah. It's my Torah, I can do what I want. Chocham, it's not considered, it's the Torah that belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's his Torah. Because after you labor in it many, many years, day and night, David HaMelech said, Seirosei Yegei Yom HaMelech, becomes your Torah. It becomes your Torah. So you have a right to demand respect. You have a right to waive the respect. Torah Dilehi. Therefore, Talmud Chacham Shemochal Kfodei, Kfodei Mochal. Now, from the fact that we see that the Talmidei Chachomim Amitim, talking about real Talmidei Chachomim, the Torah is not Bashamayim, their Torah, but is with them to the point where it's considered theirs, and it's still Torah Hashem, it's the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it becomes theirs. From here we see that from this Torah, they are elevated to the level of Torah, and even more. They're elevated to the level of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Because the Torah is the Torah Hashem. The Torah they have has not changed from what it was before. except before it was considered it was the possession of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and now it's considered that it's their possession. This means that both of them become shutfim in it. They are both partners in the Torah. So from here we learn that a chacham b'Torah, a genuine chacham b'Torah, is elevated to a partnership with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to a dveikus, a chibur, a cleaving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where he becomes part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Because the Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. The Maral writes, there is no greater dveikus to Hashem than this. There can be no greater cleaving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than in this manner. And that's when a chacham acquires Torah, and the Torah is with him. He's full of Torah. The Torah is Hashem. And actually he fulfills the Torah. He lives in accordance to the Torah. And that Torah, though, belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means that he and HaKadosh Baruch Hu become one. The Maral says there can be no higher level in this world than that. There's a Gemara that says, "Kol anavim leinis nisnadlu," that all of the Nevi'im prophesied only to a certain level, but that level they never saw. Which means that level you can't come to through prophecy. Through Torah you can come, but not through prophecy. Even the greatest Nevi'im. That's why the Gemara says, Chocham Odif Minovi. The level of Chochmas HaTorah is a greater level than Nevuah, than prophecy. Now, why must we show honor and respect for anything? We show honor and respect and yira and fear for something which is above us. What calls for the greatest respect and honor and yira is HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. The Chacham becomes part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, the mitzvah of Kvod Chachomim, and especially Kvod Rabba, is so great. And to the contrary, the Bizoy Chachomim, heaven forbid to be Mavaza, that has a din of Dvar Hashem Bozo, that's like being Mavaza, shaming and disgracing HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. That's why the Rambam brings the Gemara. It's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. One can lose his portion in the world to come. Now the Maral in Nesiva Torah Perek Tes Daf Mem writes something which is very, very profound. He says that the Torah is infinite. It's ein lo keitz. There is no limitation to the Torah. When we speak of that there's no limitation to the Torah, we're not speaking necessarily in quantity. It's also true. But we're speaking in quality. In other words, just like you can learn the quantity of the Torah all your life and still not finish. The same thing, the depth and the quality. Because the Torah is unending depths of waters, where it's infinite. Because it's part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite. And it's not from this world. This world is a world that is made of matter. And all matter has a beginning and an end. That's why it can be measured. So there's a beginning and there's an end. There are limitations. But the Torah comes from a world beyond that. It's not an olam hageshem. Therefore it's endless.
Therefore, he says,
that the seichel, the mind that was given to the person to study the Torah, was given the ability, also to seek endless Torah. That's why we find that you'll have someone from our generation that learned so much Torah, but the previous generation, he learned so much more. And the generation before was so much more. And the generation before was so much more. You look at the early Achronim, or you look at the later Rishonim, or the early Rishonim, or the Gaonim, or the Amoraim, or the Tanoim. And you see endless and endless depths. Because just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Torah to Israel, he gave them the mind to understand the Torah. And just like the Torah is endless, he gave them a mind which can go on and on and on, b'li gvul, without any limitation, without any boundary. And he says, not only that, but this is the nature of the seichel. Because with every time you discover something new, this lends itself to go further. Because now you have a broader understanding. Every new yediyah, every bit of new knowledge, adds to your previous knowledge. If you have a broader knowledge now than you had before, so this means you can understand more than you had before. So you could go further. Once you go further, this adds to your previous knowledge. So you have more than you had before. This gives you the ability to go even further. It would be like a person who adds muscle by lifting. So every time he lifts, he adds muscle. So now he should be able to lift more. When he lifts more, he adds more muscle. So now he should be able to lift even more. In other words, the energy which he acquires feeds the body to grasp even greater energy, and therefore it's what is known as chezer chalila, it becomes endless. The only thing is, this is not true by lifting. Why? Because there we're dealing in a world of matter. So there's a limit. There's going to be a limit of how much muscle you can add. It'll come to sof, it'll come an end. But by the seichel, the mind, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the person, that's not from this world, that's from another world. And therefore that has no limit. So every new yediyah, every new bit that you add, powers your mind, and powers your seichel, to go further. It's as if that every time you learn something new, if it's learned properly, you're opening a door which will bring you into a palace which has more. This is the reason, he says, why by the Oran HaKodesh, the measures of the Oran HaKodesh, if you look in Parshas Truma, where it states by the Kli HaMishkan, all of the vessels of the Mishkan, the sanctuary, it says, how many amas were they? How many cubits? It's strange because all of the measures of the Aron were broken measures. 2.5, 1.5, they weren't full, while the others are complete. Because the Aron represented the Torah, and the Torah is never ending. You see, when something is complete, it's a maila nechisoron. There's a benefit and there's a shortcoming. It's a benefit because it's in totality. But there's a shortcoming because it means that it's limited. It's totality. Someone tells you a story. You read a book. It's a wonderful book. What do you do after you finish it? It's finished. It's over. See? So it's a Dover Sholem. It's better than if it never finished, if it ended, if they never finished the story. It's a Dover Sholem. But from the fact that it's a Dover Sholem, what does it show us? That it can be ended. That means it has limitation. What happens if you read a book that never had an ending? Not that the author ended and the author never completed it, but it never had an ending, so you will never finish. From one end, you could be frustrated. You can never get to the end. But what does that show? It shows there is no ending. Now, in this world, everything has an ending. But in the next world, it doesn't. And the Torah comes from the next world. And the mind, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to the person to understand their Torah. This is the keach, this is the power of the Talmid HaChomim. Now, it comes out that the seichel, the mind, will never be satisfied from the Torah. You can never satisfy it because it'll never come to an end. So it always seeks more. By the true Talmidei Chachamim, they can't rest, no matter how much Torah they learned. When you eat, there's only so much you can eat. After that, the body says no. When you sleep, there's only so much you can sleep. After that, the body says no. But the seichel, the mind of the Talmud Chacham, he might say enough for today. But tomorrow the mind will want more. Because it's never complete. And the Amos of the Oren was Furesh. It's never ended. And it keeps seeking more and more. With this, the Maral explains the Gemara. The Gemara states in Brochus, Daf Samach Dalet Omer Aleph, right at the end of Masechta Brochus. Omer B'chia, Omer Rav. B'chia said in the name of Rav, Talmidei Chachomim ein lehem menucha. Talmidei Chachomim will not have menucha. They will not have rest. Lei ba'elam hazeh ve'lei ba'elam habo. Not in this world and not in the next world. Shinemar, as it states in Tehillim, Perek Pei Dalet, Yehu mechayil el choyil, they will go from one level to another level, Yeroi el elakim b'tzion, until they appear before HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Zion. Now what does this mean? Would seem like heaven forbid a klolo, curse. Talmidei Chachomim will never have menucha, not in this world and not in the next world. So he says this is the explanation. Menucha comes from the word noch, which means to stop. You stop when something has ended. In this world, the physical world, you can come to an end. You come to an end, you stop. Shabbos designated the end of the Maisa Bereishis by Hulu. Kodesh Baruch Hu ended the creation. So therefore, Bar Shabbos Bar Menucha stopped, rested. You see. But by Torah there's no rest. Because you can't stop. The reason why you can't stop, because you only stop when you end. There's no end. So the Talmidei Chachomim, who their work is in Torah, that can't end, because there is no end to it. So therefore, there's never any rest for that in this world, and even in the next world. They will keep going higher and higher and higher all of the time, until they come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This similar, we find the bracha by Yisachar, Chamo Gorim. Yisachar was was symbolized by the donkey. A donkey in this world doesn't have any manucha, because it states by all other animals, they have a time to work and they have a time to sleep. They have a time to go out and they have a time you bring them in. The donkey states he carries on, if he has a load, he goes during the day, goes during the night. Bad weather, you don't bring him in the barn. Pulls off on the roadside, a little rest, and carries on. Ein la manucha. Keep going. This was Yisocha, this was the burden of Torah, but the Chiddush is not only in this world, but even in the next world. Because in Torah there's no Shabbos, there's no Shvisa. The Maral says that's why the Gemara tells us in Masechta Shabbos, in Omar Rebbe Kiva, and Matan Torah, there's a whole discussion when Torah was given. The whole problem as to when Shavuos should be. We celebrate Shavuos on the 6th of Sivan. But there's an opinion in the Gemara it should be on the 5th of Sivan. So there's a whole problem and discussion. But the Gemara says, Lekuli Alma, Torah was given on Shabbos. That everybody agrees that the time Torah was given, it was Shabbos. Why was Torah given on Shabbos? Someone else says this is what it was symbolizing. Because when Torah was given, that wasn't the manifestation of the rest of Torah. The Torah rested. That was the explosion of Torah. That was the Big Bang. Torah came to this world, and all of a sudden, 613 mitzvahs came to this world, and we became mechuyev, obligated in all of the mitzvahs. Because by Torah, there's no Shabbos. Shabbos was given to Maase Bereishis, to the works of creation. But Torah didn't come from creation. It states Kodma HaTorah. The Torah was many, many hundreds of generations created before the world, Maase Bereishis, before the creation. And when it came down into this world, there is no rest. Because rest is only possible by something that can end. If Torah can't end, if someone sinks into water, so when does he come to rest? When he hits the bottom. But if Torah is bottomless, there is no end, there is no rest. And therefore the Talmidei Chachomim, Ein lehem manucha leiba eilam azeh, the leiba eilam habo. Shnemar yechul mechayel el choyel. Their level, their mind, their understanding of Torah keeps growing. Constant growth. See, actually growth is the antithesis of shlemus, of totality. Because when something is total, it stops growing. It's reached its total maturity. But Talmidei Chachomim will keep growing. The true Talmidei Chachomim in this world and in the next world. Because there is no totality, there is no maturity. It's endless. So this is the level of the Talmidei Chachomim, if Torah is with them. This is why the Gemara tells us in Makkos, Chol Beis Amid Beis, Omar Rava Kama Tipshoi Shar Inshe. Rava said, look how foolish people are. The Kaimi Mekame Sefer Torah, the Lekaimi Mekame Gavar Rava. You have people that they will jump up when they see a Sefer Torah, but if they see a great person in Torah, they won't give him honor. They'll honor the Sefer Torah more than the person. Rava saying, the person is the living Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, but with limitations. It has the limitations of the cloth, of the parchment. It has the limitations of the ink, of the letters. The person has Torah delay. He has the Torah, which is infinite. How much more so should they stand up? Now, the time that is especially prone to the honor of this Torah was the time between Pesach and Atzeres. Because that was the time that Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim. They were like a new nation. The Medrash says they were like a tinek, like a child. And they were growing to reach the levels of the Torah itself. And there were 50 days between these two points. 50 days represents the 50 Sho'orim, 50 gates. States the 50th gate is the highest gate of all, and that's the Shara Torah. So they were coming. And they were rising to bring the Torah into the world. And with them, the world was rising. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Im Leibrisi, Yem Velayla, Chuk HaShemayim Vodas Leisamtim, if not for my covenant, I will not allow the world to be. He said, Yem HaShishi, that on the sixth day of creation, he said, the world can be only if Klal Yisrael will bring the Torah into the world. So the world was rising to meet the Torah. And the world was rising to the level of the Torah. So in these days are very, very prone to the learning of Torah, to the Simchas HaTorah, and to the Aliyah, the Mechayel El Choyel, to go from level after level into the Torah. Actually, on Shabbos we brought that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man, he called him Odom. When Shlomo HaMelech wrote Keheles, he said, Ma Yistain La Odom. What is the benefit to this man? Tachas HaShemesh, beneath the sun. Everything that he does, Bechol HaMalei Tachas HaShemesh. So he's referring to Odom. Odom is the numerical value the Maral brings of 45. And 45 is the numerical value of Ma. Mem He, Ma, which means what. In other words, what good is this man? What will he be? Because when man comes into the world, you don't know what he'll be. Therefore, he's just referred to as the earth. But in the end of Keheles, so there, and in Keheles it states, in the book of Keheles, so he Shlomo HaMelech writes Ma Yisrael Lo Odom Ma Mem He. So this means that Odom is equal to Mem He 45 Ma, which means what will he be? He's a piece of earth. What will he be? In the end of Keheles, so Shlomo HaMelech says. He says, after all is said and all is heard, he says, Es Hashem Yiroya, Es Hashem Yirov, Es Mitzvayisav Shemor, Kizeh Kol HaOdom. You shall fear Hashem, and you shall guard His mitzvahs, because this is Kol HaOdom. So now he says Kol. This is all of man. And no longer does he call him Odom, he calls him HaOdom. He adds a He. If you add a He, you're adding the number 5. So now Odom, instead of 45, he's become 50. 50 is the numerical value of Kol, Chof Lamed. So now HaOdom is everything. And why is he everything called? Because that's if he fears Hashem and his mitzvahs. In other words, he comes to the level of Torah. And the level of Torah is 50. That's the Shara Hamishim. That's the 50th day when Shavuos comes. Seif Dover HaKol Nishma, as Elokim Yerov, as Mitzvah Seif Shemor, Kiseh Kol HaAdam. So this is what the world was rising to. Therefore, this was the Zman of the greatness of Torah, which demands the Kovodat Torah, the honor of the Torah. Rabbi Kiva himself was the epitome of someone who reached to higher levels than any other individual. The Gemara Menoches, we've quoted this many times. We'll just have to just briefly mention it. But the Gemara Menoches states that when Moshe Rabbeinu was in Har Sinai, so he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what are all of the crowns, the tagim, that you're writing on the letters of the Sefer Torah? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this is not for you. This will be for someone else that will be born many generations later, and he will have expounded Kol HaTorah Kula, the entire Torah, and he'll need more to expound. So I'm writing these crowns for him. So Moshe says, if you have someone like that, why are you giving the Torah through me? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this is my decree, don't ask any questions. So this was Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Kiva reached higher levels than almost any other man in Torah. And what was the secret of Rabbi Kiva? The secret of Rabbi Kiva was he loved Torah and he had more honor for Torah than any other person. How do we know that? It states in Masecht Oves, Havishese es divrehem bitzome. You shall drink from the words of the sages like a man who is constantly thirsty. Now, it states, Chaim Volozhiner brings, it doesn't say you shall drink as a thirsty man, but with thirst. Now, whenever you drink with thirst, eventually you become full. Your thirst becomes satisfied. Now, when you learn Torah, you must always learn Torah with thirst, because that thirst, bitzome, constantly with thirst, that thirst will never become satisfied. Novus de Rabnosin, it says, Zu Rabbi Kiva. This was Rabbi Kiva. No one drank Torah from the words of the sages with constant thirst like Rabbi Kiva. This was his thirst for Torah, his love for Torah, and his honor for the sages. And then the Mishnah brings at the end of Masechta Sota, states Mishameis Rabbi Kiva, bottle covered HaTorah. Once Rabbi Kiva died, the world lost a level of the honor of Torah which it had before. That never came back again. Mishameis Rabbi Kiva, bottle covered HaTorah. The world lost its level of Torah, of honor to Torah. Now, why? Why do we say that Rabbi Kiva had such honor for Torah? So on that, the Rashi explains, on the Mishnah, he says, because Shohayah Nosen Libay Lidreis Kol Kotz V'Kotz Kol Eis, because he would give forth his energies to expound every stroke of the pen that was in the Sefer Torah. The cause came to Abish Yisaitis, and certainly when there were extra words or letters, he certainly would expound. V'zehu kovet zehu kved Torah, godl, shein bo domen avatolah. And this is the greatest honor to Torah. It's the greatest honor to Torah. The honor to Torah is not when you stand up and kiss it. See, that anybody can do. That's not the great honor to Torah. The honor to Torah is not when you make a big party over it. The honor to Torah is not even to dance around the Torah. Say the story, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman writes on the Chofetz Chaim, the Chofetz Chaim, they had a Simchas Torah together, and they danced and danced and danced, and then they went to sleep. And Rabbi Chanan was a young man, and the Chofetz Chaim was a very old man. And Rabbi Chanan got into bed so tired after all the dancing of Simchas Torah. And he's sleeping, exhausted, and he hears the Chofetz Chaim moving around in bed. He was attending to him and talking to himself. And he says, well, what is the covet? To dance after Torah or to learn in Torah? What is the covet of Torah? To dance in the Torah or to learn the Torah? And he kept saying to himself until finally he forced himself out of bed in the middle of the night because he hadn't learned. And Rabbi Chanan said, if he did it, he had to do it. So he had to get up and they went to learn Torah. What is the covet of Torah? To dance around the Torah. To learn the Torah is the covet of Torah. And what is the learning of the Torah? To learn, like Rabbi Kiva, that he says, Shehayanosein libai, that there's not one stroke of the pen, levatolo, extra in the whole Sefer Torah. And the Torah is endless and endless. Zehu kovet haTorah. Zehu, this is the greatest honor to Torah. And that's why Misha Mesa Rabbi Kiva bottle kovet haTorah. Once Rabbi Kiva died, the world fell. There wasn't a level of kovet honor to Torah anymore. This is the kovet haTorah. He was nice in Libo, he gave his heart and soul for it, to try to understand every bit of Torah that he could. Now, he understood what the Torah was and what a chacham was that learned Torah. And that's why he alone was able to understand the posuk the Gemara brings in Masechet Psochim. It states that Shimon or Amsuni hayaderish kol esin shebetorah. Gemara says in Psochim that chof alef amet beis. Shimon Amsuni would darshan every S in the Torah. Esa would say, Breish is bore lakim, Esa shomayim ve Esa oretz. S is a tofel. S comes to add something. What is secondary to it. Breish is, in the beginning, Hashem created the heavens. It should say, Breish is bore lakim ha-shomayim. Why? Esa shomayim? Esa shomayim? So it says, Hashemayim v'tol deseihem. Not only the heavens, but all that was in the heavens. The stars and the moon. V'esa oretz. Should say, v'ha oretz. Esa oretz. Not only the earth, but everything that was there. So Shimon, Amsuni, Wadash, and every S. Now from Sefer Bereishis until the Pasuk, Es Hashem Elokecha Tiro, which is all the way in the Vorim. There's literally there could be thousands of Essen. He dashed everyone until he came to that posuk. Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, you shall fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Es means something, someone else also. He said, that can't be. How can you fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu and someone else also in the same breath? Hayah Perish. So therefore he stopped darshaning. Atzibar Rebbe Kiva, until Rebbe Kiva came. Rebbe Kiva darshaned it. He says, now you can. Es l'rabbeis tamidei chachomim. The same fear that you have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you must have for tamidei chachomim. Because they have his Torah, and it becomes their Torah. And it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, and that means they become part of Hashem. Only Rebbe Kiva could darshan that, because only he saw that. Now, you put all this together, we can understand, unfortunately, what happened during the days of the Omer, this time that the Torah, the levels of Torah and the levels of the world go up to meet the Torah, and the Torah comes down to meet the world. And the Talmidim, his disciples. Because he was the master of Kovet HaTorah during the time of Kovet HaTorah. And his Talmidim were Lei Noagu Kovet Zeh L'Zeh. They did not give honor to each other. Hayotzores ein zemuzeh. So this is why this tragedy happened in particular at this time. This gives us, but the Nechoma was, the Nechoma, the consolation was what Shlomo HaMelech said. Bekivas took heed to what King Solomon said. You plant in your youth, you must carry on to plant in your old age. He was an old man. He had spent a lifetime. He spent 40 years before he learned. He spent many, many, many years bringing up these Talmidim. He said he must carry on. He went to the south, started another yeshiva, didn't even have a minyan. 5 Talmidim, some say 7. And he told them, go fill Eretz Yisrael with Torah. Heim, hamidu Torah l'Yisrael. They were the ones who brought the light of Torah back to the world. I believe it's the Chidor. I'm pretty sure, writes, there's a whole discussion as to exactly what took place on Lag BaOmer. He writes that Lag BaOmer is when Rabbi Akiva reopened the yeshiva in the south to teach with these people, and that's when the light of Torah came back to the world. So this gives us some insights, important insights into the mitzvah of Mibnei Seva Tokum V'Atarta B'nei Zokin. Last week's Sedra, the mitzvah Usfatim Lochem, the mitzvah of Sfiris HaEmer, and Lag BaOmer, which is coming next week. Thank you.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information, or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@yjj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.